Now our next speaker is Angela G., a member of Al-Anon from Santa Maria.
Hi. Hey. Okay, so I'm going to start my timer and be on track, which I'm not usually. Okay, so my name is Angela, and I get to talk about Al-Anon today. I'm a double winner, which means I'm in both programs. But today my focus is going to be on Al-Anon because Al-Anon is what I got when I moved to Santa Maria. So I'm going to start by reading this pamphlet from Al-Anon, which talks about why would you want to be in Al-Anon if you're in AA? Recovering alcoholics who belong to the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous live by the 12 steps, which Al-Anon has permitted to adopt with one minor change. So you might ask, well, why bother with a second program? For one thing, Al-Anon presents a view from the other side of the fence. Alcoholism affects many members in many different ways. They're caught up in the behavior of others. Recovering alcoholics, having dealt with their drinking problem, may still react to the compulsive drinking of wives, friends, parents, children, husbands, in spite of what they know about the disease. Before they know it, they are confused, frustrated, and angry. And that was me, because, you know, even though I got married in AA, we still didn't know how to deal with each other. So I had another alcoholic that I was with 24/7 or a lot of times of the day. And then he had three children who drank, which I cannot call alcoholic. That's their prerogative. But I know that I was like losing me because I was trying to please them and do what they needed so I could be a healthy stepmom. I wasn't looking for the word healthy. I was just trying to survive. So now the responsibilities of Al-Anon and AA. Recovering alcoholics see Al-Anon as a program which enlarges the scope of recovery but does not conflict with their need for sobriety. So for me, I was in AA for, you know, 15 plus years, but it was really dry. I was sponsoring people, I was giving back, I was, you know, secretarying meetings, doing stuff, but I still felt like I had this hole inside that wasn't getting filled. And so I don't know how it happened, but for some reason I decided I'm going to go back to Al-Anon. So I started going to the meetings that I was familiar with in Pismo and AG, because that's where I got sober. Because I did Al-Anon when I first started sobriety, but I had to step away from it because I had to focus on me first. And now I went back to Al-Anon after 15 years, started in other cities, and for 4 months, it was filling up this hole inside of me that I didn't know existed. And God was materializing in a different way because I was learning these new tools that helped me understand that I need more recovery in other areas that AA wasn't fulfilling in me. They're both awesome programs, but my higher power likes to use me in a broad scope of things. So it helped that I could be in Al-Anon and AA and know that I am a winner. I am I'm recovering from a hopeless state, a hopeless disease, and growing up in an alcoholic household, I was being able to develop healthy boundaries. So I kept going to Al-Anon And so my scope kept getting larger and larger. So what did I want to do? I wanted to bring it to Santa Maria. So my head that thinks constantly and wants to do all these things, I'm like, well, you know, there's these great meetings in Pismo and AG and Orcutt, and we have this great place here in Santa Maria, but there's only Spanish meetings, and I don't speak Spanish. So I'm like, well, why don't I find out what it takes to start a meeting? So I didn't do it. My higher power helped me pull all the pieces together and get a meeting started in Santa Maria. So it started at the 1600 Club, 8 a.m. bright and early, and there weren't a lot of people for a long time. But we kept meeting, and 8 a.m. turned into 9 a.m. The people that were consistent, some of them dropped off because they liked the early hour, but now we are at 9, and then the 9 o'clock led us into starting this book, How Al-Anon Works. So it's a book study. So we're going into the history and the stories from Lois and all the good stuff that helps the keys of what Al-Anon's about, you know, learning the recovery for me and the boundaries that I can set up for myself. So this wonderful book, How Al-Anon Works. Today we just read this story. We're just starting into the stories, and the first one is about Lois and about how she started Al-Anon for us. And the great thing about it is that it's a connection that I didn't realize I needed, because now I see the other side of Bill and his start into recovery. Now I see the other side through his wife's eyes. So, and then I realized that's what I'm doing in my marriage with my husband, because we're both alcoholics and we both go to Al-Anon. So we're both fulfilling the side that we didn't realize we needed. Okay, so there's lots more story, but I wanted to get into sponsor. What does it mean to be a sponsor, and am I ready? When am I ready? Whenever we are ready to give a warm welcome or an understanding heart to another person, we are ready. So, and my sponsor story is, so I jumped back into Al-Anon 15 years later, and I'm like, you know, I'm a good AA-er, so I want to get a sponsor, and I want to do all the right stuff. So what I do, so all the meetings that I went to, I got phone lists. So I have, you know, like four phone lists of all these women I don't know. You know, I only know a handful of them. But I wanted to get a sponsor because I wanted to do this the right way. So what did I do? I sent a text message to every woman on those sheets. So four sheets, you know, say about 30 people. So whatever, 4 times 30, 120 people. And only a couple people sent me a text back. I mean, my text was really crazy. It was like, hi, I'm just starting back in Al-Anon. You know, it's been many years. I had to do AA first, and now I'm back in Al-Anon. I'm looking for a sponsor. I asked somebody from one of the meetings, and she was my sponsor for the first four steps, but she decided not to. She said, I have to fire you, or, you know, step away, because you're an alcoholic, and I don't think I can sponsor you how you need to be sponsored. So, I mean, she was great. We had fun for the first four steps, but she did what a healthy person would do, step away instead of trying to work it out and figure it out so she could do the right thing. She said, you know, I'm not going to be the one for you. So she stepped away, and so that's why I sent those texts to all the people, because I wanted to keep working my steps and keep doing the right stuff so I could be better. So I sent those texts, a handful of people sent me a text back, and nobody materialized. It didn't work out. It was really a bummer. I was really depressed. It was pretty sad. But, so I was like thinking, okay, what can I do now? So what I did is I called the people that I knew from AA that were in Al-Anon, the double winners. And so one person that I've known for a while from AG, she said, no, but I can recommend somebody. So she recommended me to somebody from San Luis who said, sure, except I've never sponsored anybody. So, I mean, I was like, sure, I'll be a guinea pig, it's all good. But if you know my background in AA, I've had like 8 different sponsors. So, you know, I kind of use them and lose them, and, you know, I mean, because I'm a unique individual, you know, I have many layers that need to come off, so I need many different people to help me figure it out, you know, and that's just my head just telling me, you know, you just are what you are. So anyway, so I was matched with this new lady in San Luis who was learning how to be a sponsor by sponsoring me. It was really nice for the first step. The first step. Because she wasn't doing it how I wanted. She wasn't like the first sponsor I had in Al-Anon, you know? My first sponsor in Al-Anon just asked me questions online. I could just answer them back online. I mean, it was all easy peasy. You know, no work really. I mean, it was work, you know, because the questions in Al-Anon are extensive and they dredge up a lot of stuff. But, you know, we would talk about it afterwards and she would just be like, you're doing really good. And she would just keep on encouraging me. So my second new sponsor, who was a double winner, wasn't doing that. She wanted me to start in this book, and you know, I'd already done that book before when I first got into Al-Anon when I was in AA, and I was like, I don't want to go over that again. And she's like, well, that's what I did with my sponsor, and that's the way it's supposed to be, but I didn't want to do it. So I kind of, you know, just, we didn't really talk for a while, but my head kept thinking, and so I asked somebody else to be my sponsor. And so we started working the steps. And it was really nice, but it wasn't what I needed, because I needed somebody that I could relate to. And for some reason, the first lady that was going to be my sponsor, I could relate to her because we had a similar background. We were both married. We were both heavily involved in church, and you know, we were putting those principles above personalities, which is the main focus that I get from Al-Anon, is putting principles above personalities. So I'm really grateful that I am able to be in both programs, because they enhance each other and they bring out different things that I didn't know that I needed. So this is a walk that's my higher power has me on, and it's growing me and raising me to new heights of being confident in who I am as I learn to develop healthy boundaries for a healthy me, which is what my higher power wants. So thank you for listening, and I appreciate you guys being here, because that supports me in being able to be the person that I am today. So thanks.